You're listening to SBS News.
The horrific memories of life as a prisoner of war are never far from the minds of 99-year-old Colin Hamley and 98-year-old Norman Anderton. And Mr. Anderton remembers life amid the brutality of war was lived moment to moment.
Well, all you did, you lived from one day to the next. The best you could say about them was that they were a team of vindictive bastards. And they took their spleen out on us.
7 decades ago, the men fought in World War II. Mr. Anderton was wounded in action just 2 days before Singapore fell. Mr. Hamley served in the Middle East, his journey back home taking an unwelcome detour.
And then suddenly, instead of turning more southerly, we started to head in a northerly direction. And we realised we weren't coming home to Australia, we were going somewhere else. And we were landed in Java.
Captured by the Japanese, the two veterans and more than 60,000 Allied prisoners of war, including Sir Edward Weary Dunlop, as well as more than 250,000 Asian labourers, were tasked with building the 415-kilometre railway connecting Thailand and Burma so that Japanese forces could bypass vulnerable sea routes. Mr. Anderton says the men were starved and forced to work for hours on end.
We lived on a grass of pap, which was just mushy rice, twice a day, a cup morning and a cup in the afternoon. And I went down with malaria and dysentery.
Though neither of them worked on the rail cutting known as Hellfire Pass, Mr. Anderton heard the stories.
The worst workforce was in Hellfire Pass, and that was holding the whole railway up. And they decided they'd have to work two shifts. So the night shift worked under the flare of bamboo, and somebody made a casual comment that this must be what hell looks like. So that's how the term Hellfire got its name.
Mr. Hamley says the men saw little food and no medical supplies, resulting in many falling ill. But a strong sense of mateship helped them find strength within each other.
You know, I had my 21st birthday in Burma. My mate, he gave me a present. He pulled out a packet of 10 cigarettes that he kept for the last 18 months. And we shared this packet of cigarettes on my 21st birthday in June 1943.
In October, the men commemorate 75 years since the completion of the Thai-Burma Railway. And Mr. Hamley says the more than 2,800 Australians and some 10,000 allies who died during its construction will be remembered.
I'm so proud of the way our people handled themselves at the time and in the ensuing years after the war.
Sarah Arbo, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.